Level 5. Sophisticated investors. These investors can afford to seek more aggressive or risky investment strategies. Why? Because they have good money habits, a solid foundation of money, and also investment savvy. They are not new to the game. They are focused, not usually diversified. They have a long track record of winning on a consistent basis, and they've had enough losses that give them the wisdom that only comes from making mistakes and learning from them. These are the investors that often buy investments wholesale rather than retail. They put their own deals together for their own use, or they are sophisticated enough to get into deals that their capitalist friends, the Level 6 group, have put together that need investment capital. What determines whether people are sophisticated? They have a financial base that is sound from their profession, business, or retirement income, or have a base of solid conservative investments. These people have their personal debt-equity ratios in control, which means they have much more income than expenses. They are well-educated in the world of investing and actively seek new information. They are cautious, yet not cynical, always keeping an open mind. They risk less than 20% of all their capital in speculative ventures. They often start small, putting a little money down so they can learn the business of investing, be it stocks, a business acquisition, a real estate syndication, buying foreclosures, etc. If they lost this 20%, it would not damage them or take food off their tables. They will look at the loss as a lesson, learn from it, and get back into the game to learn more, knowing that failure is part of the process of success. While hating to lose, they are not afraid of losing. If people are sophisticated, they can create their own deals with returns of 25% to infinity. They are classified as sophisticated because they have the extra money, a team of hand-picked professional advisors, and a track record to prove it. These investors know that bad economic times or markets offer them the best opportunities for success. They get into markets when others are getting out. They usually know when to get out. At this level, an exit strategy is more important than entry into the market. They are clear on their own principles and their rules of investing. Their vehicle of choice might be real estate, discounted paper, businesses, bankruptcies, or new issues of stocks. While they take risks greater than the average person, they abhor gambling. They have plans and specific goals. They study on a daily basis. They read the paper, read magazines, subscribe to investment newsletters, and attend investment seminars. They actively participate in the management of their investments. They understand money and know how to have money work for them. Their main focus is on increasing their assets, rather than investing so they can make a few extra bucks to spend. They reinvest their gains to build a bigger asset base. They know that building a strong asset base that throws off high cash yields or high returns with minimal tax exposure is the path to great long-term wealth. They often teach this information to their children and pass on the family fortune to the generations that follow in the form of corporations, trusts, and partnerships. They personally own little. Nothing is found in their names for tax purposes, as well as for protection from Robin Hoods who believe in taking from the rich to give to the poor. But although they own nothing, they control everything through corporations. They control the legal entities that own their assets. They have a personal board of directors to help them manage their assets. They take advice and learn. This informal board is comprised of a team of bankers, accountants, attorneys, and brokers. They spend a small fortune on solid professional advice, not only to increase their wealth, but also to protect their wealth from family, friends, lawsuits, and the government. Even after they have departed this life, they are still controlling their wealth. These people are often called stewards of money. Even after death, they continue to direct the fate of the money they created.